One show cares about your health. One show cares about your body. I am a doctor. It's straight talk and honest answers to your healthcare questions from the team of doctors at IMA Healthcare.
It's always a pleasure to be here for the IMA Doctor Show. You can call us anytime. We'll have house calls after you get to listen to us talk with our doctors here on KFGO. 237-5948, 800-880-5346. You can text us at 35270. Please pull over. And email us at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. If you call in, you'll be talking with Amy Eiler, who's producing today's show. Dr. Mark Yohe is with us again. Good to see you, Dr. Yohe.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. Earlier we said that you have a special interest in joint injections and arthritis. What's new in that biz?
Well, as people age, they continue to have problems with their joints, especially the weight-bearing joints, hips, and knees, and there's still non-operative management that can be done, so that's what I typically deal with.
All right. And we're also happy to have with us Dr. Mahoney, Dr. Tim Mahoney, board certified in general surgery, special training in vascular procedures, and he has joined the IMA Healthcare, providing comprehensive surgical consultations. Dr. Mahoney, welcome to these familiar microphones to you.
Yeah, this is more fun. This is coming on professionally, so this is a lot of fun for me.
This is interesting. How long have you been a physician?
I actually celebrated my 40th year as a physician, so I've had a lot of fun. The North Dakota AMA gave us an award for that. But I'm excited about this part of my career. I'm going to work with the IMA group. They're internists. I'm a general surgeon, so it offers me an opportunity to help them out with patients that they probably don't take care of normally.
How long have you been a surgeon?
I finished my program at Hennepin County Medical Center in 1980. Came up to Fargo, and that's where I started my practice. And I actually started an independent practice years ago. And then as I've migrated back through different areas, now I'm back into the independent practice with an old friend, Dr. Littlestall.
And it must be great. They're a great group, as you very well know. Is there an area of expertise that you have surgically?
Yeah, what I do is I do general surgery, but the other part I like to do is vascular surgery. And as Dr. Yohe and I were talking about this just going into the program, we have a lot of patients who have troubles with their feet or walking, either diabetics or people with vascular disease. And we also have trouble in aging with people who have vascular disease with their carotid arteries and strokes and different issues that they get into. So there's a lot of medications that are available now. There's a lot of different ways in which we can fix people who have problems. A lot of times people have night cramps or they have a neuropathy or it's foot pain. And there is a way in which the internist and I can work together. We have machines that we can test the legs at the office and check to see if they're having some troubles with that. And then sometimes it's surgical management and sometimes it's medical management. I'd say that 90% of the time the internist, Dr. Yohe, can treat a lot of it with a variety of different medications and or exercise. And I think, Dr. Yohe, statins have been a big part of changing things in our vascular and cardiovascular disease, hasn't it?
They have been a big role in changing all of the vascular disease and including arterial disease with heart disease.
If you guys have any questions you would like to ask of doctors Yohe or Mahoney, 237-5948 at 800-880-5346. We also can take an email, kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. We have a caller standing by? Okay, hold on a second here. Yeah. Good. Sue, thank you for calling here on the IMA Doctor Show.
Yeah, I was wondering with Dr. Yohe, you said was into arthritis and stuff. Should you take, like, ibuprofen for your pain, or is it better to get on some kind of an arthritis medicine, or what's best?
Ibuprofen long-term can cause kidney damage, so one has to be careful with the amount of non-steroidals they take. So ibuprofen and Aleve are both considered that. However, they do help with inflammation, so they can be very beneficial in arthritis. Tylenol, on the other hand, does not go through the kidneys. You do have to watch out for the liver, but in safe doses, it's typically okay. We do monitor that as well. There are some different options depending on the type of arthritis. If it's rheumatoid arthritis, you're looking at a whole different ballgame with medications, and you're not probably going to get much relief with a ibuprofen.
Thanks for
so
calling.
Tylenol would be better?
Tylenol, it depends on each individual. So short-term ibuprofen can be used. Sometimes we use it in combination with the Tylenol. It really depends on what your kidneys are looking at the present time. So baseline lab work is needed and to go over with your doctor.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 19 minutes after 11, we're going to get you a grain market update and a Wall Street update here in just a matter of moments on KFGO. Someone wants to know, he says he is taking a low-dose aspirin daily for a heart condition and gets purple spots or bruises on his arms. Is that anything he should be concerned about?
Well, I could go part of that, and I think Dr. Yeo will do the other part. But the problem we have with any antiplatelet medications is as people bruise, a lot of elderly patients just like that. But 81 milligrams really isn't a lot of aspirin to take. And so you always have that problem. And if you look at a lot of more elderly patients, they oftentimes have bruise and black and blue marks on their body. And it has to do with some of the platelet fragility. Dr. Yowie, do you do anything different on the dosage on those patients?
I typically keep them at the 81 milligrams. The studies indicate they don't need to be higher. The only thing that would also be to be checked is make sure their platelet count is normal.
Their what count is normal?
Platelet count.
I see. And
sometimes their platelet count would be abnormal and they'd have a disease, so that's what you would have to check. And that at times is just you have a blood test at the office.
Very
simple
blood test.
Will tell you what's going on.
So if the low dose aspirin isn't causing it, it might be something they'd want to look into.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And it probably isn't the low dose aspirin that's causing it.
Well, it helps protect them from a heart attack, and also times it helps a little bit of the stroke issue as well. So it's one of those things. It's a bothersome thing, but it's protecting them.
Here is a email at kfgo.studio@kfgo.com. Dr. Mahoney, do you do laparoscopic surgery?
Yes, I do. What's been really fun over the time in surgery is a lot of things have modified, and laparoscopic or minimal invasive surgery has been something that's really come a long ways. In the 1990s, we began to learn this, and it's really interesting that the gynecologist learned how to do hysterectomies with laparoscope, and suddenly somebody turned around and figured out you could take the gallbladder out. Well, since that time, we've used it in a lot of different areas, and the laparoscopic approach for many patients is less pain, less discomfort, and they recover so much quicker.
237-5948 and 800-880-5346. The IMA Doctor Show is underway. We have Drs. Mark Yohe, who has a special interest in joint injections and arthritis, and Dr. Timothy Mahoney, who is a certified in general surgery and special training in vascular procedures. Questions for them? We have house calls coming up next on 790 KFGO. 25 minutes after 11 o'clock, this is the IMA Doctor Show with Drs. Mark Yohe and Dr. Timothy Mahoney. We have callers standing by, and we have house calls underway. So, Doug, go ahead. You're on the IMA Doctor Show.
Yes, I had a question. I'm 50 years old, probably a little overweight. I spend a lot of time behind the wheel delivering items. Also, when I'm not doing that, I'm on a hard cement floor for a majority of the day. And towards the evening, before bedtime or right around there, I seem to get a lot of leg cramps. Is that anything to be concerned with?
Well, what happens a lot of times, depending on how much sedentary you are, is late in the day, people can get swelling of their extremities or have some difficulties. Dr. Yowie sometimes would see that patient, make an evaluation of that, whether or not they need to be on some medications for it. There's a couple tests we would do to check your venous outflow and check your arterial outflow to make sure that your legs are properly getting that through there. Now, you said you might be a little overweight. We might have to get you into an exercise program because maybe part of it is just the fatigue of your veins that way. But there's a variety of different tests that you can look into that. Dr. Yeo, if he'd have swelling, would that change some things for what we would do in that regard?
It certainly can. You know, some people will need a diuretic to help get the swelling off. Even with what you're describing, compression stockings might be a good option for this patient since he's on a hard cement floor and in a dependent position a lot of the time.
Thank you for the call, Doug. Good luck. And Bob, you're on with the IMA doctors.
Hi, doctors. I have a question on side effects for high cholesterol medicine. I've been on several of them, and it seems like I have, my skin starts to itch so bad. Is that a side effect?
There can be itching from some different medications, especially they have to watch your liver functions and make sure things are looking all right from that perspective. The most common side effect with the statins that people complain about or want to stop the medication is muscle aches and pains. And sometimes that can be alleviated with the addition of a supplement called coenzyme Q10. There's other options in regards to statins where we can adjust dosing from 7 days a week to even 3 days a week. And that sometimes will still get the same bang for the buck with cholesterol improvement, but alleviate side effects.
CoQ10. I remember that. It's 11:28 a.m. This is the IMA Doctor Show on the Mighty 790 KFGO. And if you're in the waiting room, please stand by, grab a magazine. We'll get to you. We're back with the doctors. We enjoy this show. It's the IMA Doctor Show with Dr. Mark Yohe with IMA Healthcare. He is a IMA physician specializing in men's health and chronic disease management, and a new face at IMA Healthcare, Dr. Tim Mahoney, board certified in general surgery. And, you know, we have someone who's been on hold a long time. By the way, we have open phone lines or a place in the waiting room for any callers, and I'll give you the numbers in a minute. But, Ray, we need to get to you. Hi, Ray. You're on KFGO. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hello. One of the doctors mentioned something about gallbladder here just a few minutes ago, and my wife was scheduled to have a gallbladder operation. It was at Sanford Hospital in Fargo, and before the operation was to be performed, there was a specialist that was assigned to take pictures of her gallbladder area. And after he got done, my wife asked him, well, what did you find? He said he couldn't find it. Is that possible? She was a very thin woman, and I can't imagine there being anything in the gallbladder area to obstruct the view of the gallbladder. Is there some other way or reason?
Well, what happens on that is the gallbladder ultrasound sometimes finds it. I've had one case in my career where somebody had an agenesis of the gallbladder, so they didn't even have a gallbladder. We thought that they had acute attack, and we went in laparoscopically, and they had no gallbladder, but that is very, very rare. There's a HIDA scan that can be done, which is a nuclear scan that can look for it. Oftentimes, gas, or if you're obese, that will block it, or you can't see it as well in ultrasound, but it sounds like your wife is skinny, so that would be the problem. If they're continuing to have problems, Dr. Yohe, perhaps they would have to see somebody to be evaluated if it was not gallbladder?
Certainly, if there's other issues ongoing, we would start working that up. And ultimately, if it turned out not to be surgical, we may have to even refer on to the gastroenterology colleagues.
And the CAT scans aren't as good on gallbladders. It's usually the ultrasounds that's really good for visualization of it, although sometimes if we're having difficulty with ultrasound, we'll do a CAT scan, but a CAT scan does not show the stones as well as ultrasound.
Correct.
237-5948 or 800-880-5346. There's space in the waiting room for you. This is House Calls. Very good email that came in. Thanks, Max. This person says, I think my thyroid is off, but when they did a blood test at Essentia, it said it was okay. I'm not convinced. Your thoughts, please.
There are several thyroid tests that can be done. The screening thyroid test is typically a TSH. We can combine that with the free levels of the T4 and T3 to determine whether or not there's an abnormality in that. So sometimes the screening TSH does not 100% pick everything up. So I typically listen to what the patient's symptoms are. We'll run the other lab work if needed. And then even sometimes if things are very borderline, trying a low dose of Synthroid or something may be an option just to see if it clears symptoms up.
We have any other thoughts? We have another email. I'm wondering if you do surgical consultations. My Sanford doctor is recommending surgery, but my wife is concerned that I'm not healthy enough for surgery.
Part of what I provide in IMA is to do a surgical consultation for patients. The difficulty we're having now, I just went to a vascular conference in Los Angeles, and there are so many different ways of doing procedures now that are minimally invasive or sometimes with wires or balloons, that a lot of people do not do open surgery as much anymore. So it's a question of, yes, we can get a lot of people through surgery. Is it important that they have the surgery? You may have a hernia for a while that's bothering you. Do you need it fixed or not fixed? And, of course, you have to look at overall at the patient and their health history and how they're doing. So a lot of times a surgical opinion or second opinion is taken so that you can kind of sort that out. I view my role as helping you figure out what's best for you and your particular health issues.
Do doctors take exception when a second opinion is given? For instance, something you, Dr. Yohe, recommend?
I'll recommend second opinions. You know, I'll talk to the patient and determine or just talk to them and say, you know, they're not quite sure if that's how they want to proceed. And I say, you know, it's not unreasonable to ask for another opinion. It's your right and it's your health. So you have the right to do what you want.
And I'd say what's changed over the years, Jack, is that before, if the doctor said that's what you did, and nowadays a lot of times people do want to have a second opinion. Oftentimes you'll agree with the first person and what their opinion was, but a person needs to sort it out. But we often turn to the patient and say, what do you think you'd like done? Because it's more of their decision-making of what needs to be done. And then also in the elderly population, sometimes it's the daughter or the son that's trying to make the decision for the parent.
We have another email I thought we'd get to here. I think we have time, don't we? I noticed a bulge around the groin or belly button area, so I had it checked out. My doctor says it's a hernia. Should I have surgery to repair my hernia right away, or can it wait?
Well, if you lived in England, you could wait a long time, because in England, people wait a long time to have hernias fixed. But in America, typically, if we have problems with a bulge or an issue, it oftentimes will get worse over time. So the criteria we go by is if your work is such a work that you're having to do heavy lifting or things, manual labor, a hernia can sometimes get stuck. So those are important things. If that's going to happen, you should have the surgery before it's an emergent or emergency surgery. I think, Dr. Yohe, sometimes you see people with hernias that are small or not bothering them very much, and they may be 85, 90 years old. You may not choose to do surgery on those.
Yeah, I agree. Yep. It just depends on the age and depends on how significant the hernia is.
All right. Thank you very much. We have more time for your emails, your texts, your phone calls. This is the IMA Doctors Show on 790 KFGO. KFGO, it's 11:45. We really appreciate the texts we get and the emails we get for the doctors on the IMA Doctors Show. IMA Doctors are located at 1707 Gold Drive in the Goldmark Office Park. Their phone number is 280-2033. IMAhealthcare.com is the number. You can find them online at imahealthcare.com. We have a text, doctors, Dr. Tim Mahoney and Dr. Mark Yohe. I had a colonoscopy a couple of years ago, and I was polyp-free, but I also had an endoscopy, and I was okay, except the doctor said that I had quite a few polyps in my stomach, but there's nothing that they do about that. Does that sound right to you?
It sounds that can certainly happen. They probably did the upper GI for reflux or some sort of stomach symptoms, and those were incidental finding on the exam.
Sometimes you'll have the gastric polyps if you have an acid problem, so those patients sometimes will have to be on medication for high acid production. They oftentimes are not like colon cancer. I think Dr. Yohe, we and I were talking, is that polyps in the colon over a 3 to 5 year period oftentimes develop into cancer, so that's more of the concern there. In the stomach, oftentimes polyps are more of a reaction to the acid that sits in the stomach and not as cancer prone. So I think probably that you'd be more concerned about polyps in the colon, right?
Absolutely, more concerned about those.
We have another email to get to. Dr. Mahoney, my doctor says that a diagnosis of a torn meniscus does not necessarily mean surgery. Do you agree?
Well, that gets into orthopedics and in watching the sports, what's going on with the sports. Used to work with Dr. Is at the NDSU football team. And yeah, a torn meniscus doesn't always mean that you need surgery. It depends on the extent of it. Nowadays, they have pretty good MRI studies, and they have different ways of testing for that. So what you do is you talk to an orthopedic surgeon, and they could recommend whether you needed that done or not.
Do they still take tonsils out routinely?
ENT still takes tonsils out, not necessarily routinely. People have to have a certain amount of infection. I don't know, in adults, Dr. Yowie, do you see many with still strep throat that need the tonsils out?
I see a handful a year, not that many. It's a painful procedure for an adult, so often kids are getting it done more so than adults.
I am a healthcare as doctors for adults, so you don't see too many children.
Pediatrics, typically, they have to have three bouts of strep throat. That's really what indicates sometimes for a tonsillectomy. So it oftentimes is working with your family physician or your ENT doctor.
Here's another interesting email we received here. Was diagnosed with thoracic back pain, degenerative joint disease of the thoracic. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
The thoracic spine between my shoulders. Arthritis. What can be done for this? Massage or chiropractic? Herbs? Wow.
Often you're talking about spine. When you're dealing with the spine, we often try conservative management first. Unless they have significant neurologic symptoms, then you would be looking at seeing a neurosurgeon for different procedures. Dealing with the thoracic spine is more difficult. Often we will try conservative treatment with therapy, chiropractic, massage, even sometimes just medications, muscle relaxers, and sometimes people will be on pain medication. That's definitely a more difficult region. Sometimes if it's a curvature with scoliosis, that can be surgically fixed.
You see a lot of people as they age, they have more problems with the thoracic and lumbar. It seems like the younger people have lumbars, and then as we age, we have thoracic. So that's really a ballywick of things you can do for it. But you would jump to surgery on those right away. You'd go conservative.
Conservative, yep.
I don't think I've read this email. Dr. Yohi, I have arthritis in my neck. What can you do to help that? I haven't read that one already, have I?
No, you haven't. Okay. Again, we would. There are certain injections that can be done in the neck to help with pain. You can inject steroids that will help with inflammation. And again, we would refer to the neurosurgeons if there's neurologic symptoms involving the upper extremities.
We did receive an email. I won't go into the whole thing, but I thought I'd mention it. Said, Jack, at this moment, I don't have a question, but I would like to comment just in case you have time to forward this attaboy to Dr. Mahoney, who has to be one of the nicest doctors I've ever met. Plus, he's Irish. And then he goes on to explain how he performed leg surgery on this fellow's mother at Dakota Hospital, and he had two great conversations with you. So, anyway.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
237-5948 or 800-880-5346. This is the IMA Doctors Show. And if you would like to contact them, 280-2033. We have open lines if you want to contact us here at 237-5948 and 800-880-5346. Messages coming in from all of our venues here now on the IMA Doctors Show on KFGO. We have time to take more of your calls. We call it house calls, 237-5948, 800-880-5346. Maybe we're healing everybody. Well, no, emails are going crazy. Thomas wants to know of either of the doctors. Dr. Yohi, he wants to talk to Dr. Yohi. I am a 45-year-old male starting to feel my age. Wait. Are you taking new patients? I need to get in before year's end.
Certainly I'm taking new patients, and we have openings, and we'll be happy to get you in before the year's end.
237-5948, 800-880-5346. Rotator cuff. Someone wants to know if the rotator cuff surgery, or if rotator cuff injuries have to be handled with surgery.
Not all rotator cuffs need surgery. We can sometimes get by conservatively, depending on the degree of the tear. You can undergo a course of physical therapy and usually some get you by with some pain medication. And if things are doing better, then we can typically avoid surgery. Also depends on your activity level.
And then even if they had rotator cuff surgery, oftentimes that's intensive therapy for 6 weeks to 8 weeks. So if they do the conservative approach, that sometimes is helpful. My brother had rotator cuff surgery, and it took him 2 months to recover. So I think a lot of times you do that conservative way, that you may not need the surgery at all.
Is your brother able to go back to pitching?
He would like to go back to pitching, but he's left-handed, so that's a handicap.
Another one. Marv wants to know, what do the doctors think of ZETIA for controlling cholesterol, benefits or negatives?
Zetia, we do use, I especially use in people who are intolerant or have trouble with statins. We often will use it also in combination. It does help with reduction in cholesterol in combination if we're having trouble getting their LDL to goal. It works a little differently than statins, and it works with intestinal absorption of cholesterol. So it's a little different mechanism of action, side effect profiles, less than what some people experience with a run-of-the-mill statin.
Anybody run into the flu?
It's starting to come around. I've heard that we've had some cases in North Dakota. I personally haven't had anybody. I have started to test people.
You're recommending a lot of people get the flu vaccine, so you probably aren't seeing that as much.
Yeah, people are coming in to get their flu vaccines, and we've been doing that pretty steady for the last couple of months.
Well, I haven't gotten mine yet. Is it too late?
No.
How long after you get it can you still get? Well, you can always maybe get it, but I mean, if...
It's probably going to take a good 4 weeks before your antibodies are built.
Okay.
Don't go out there to the Christmas parties, Jack.
Actually, I will be heading to warmer climes. That's what I want to prevent, being ill during. Well, Dr. Tim Mahoney, what a pleasure to have you in and with us on KFGO for the IMA Doctor Show.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And Dr. Mark Yohe, always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Is Dr. Mahoney going to be on the rotation?
I think he will be.
All right.
Well, you keep asking tough questions. I don't know.
You did a fine job. We appreciate both of you, as we always do. IMA Healthcare is focused on whole person preventative and specialized medical care. Located at 1707 Gold Drive, just east of Doolittle's. IMA Healthcare. Join us December 15th. Mark it on your calendar for the IMA Healthcare, the IMA Doctor Show.